At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. This is Metanoia Madness. I'm your host, Nicholas, music creator, entrepreneur turned podcaster, lover of all things spiritual, mystical, and unknown.
This is episode 37, Breaking Free from the Comfort Zone. How discomfort drives growth. Welcome back to another episode of Metanoia Madness. I'm Nicholas, and today we're diving into something that might make you feel a little uncomfortable. Breaking free from the comfort zone. Now, I know we all love the comfort zone. It's warm, familiar, and it feels safe. But here's the thing. It's also where growth goes to die. Have you ever felt like you were stuck in the same place? Going through the same routines? Wondering why things aren't changing? Maybe you've been longing for something bigger, something more fulfilling, but you just can't seem to get there. The truth is, it's not your circumstances that are holding you back. It's the boundaries you've placed around yourself. Boundaries built by comfort, by fear, by the belief that you're not good enough. But what if I told you that everything you want, the life you're dreaming of, is just outside that boundary? In today's episode, we're going to explore why we cling to the comfort zones, and how stepping beyond them, into discomfort, into uncertainty, opens the door to real, lasting transformation. Growth doesn't happen when things are easy. It happens when we're stretched, challenged, and even a little scared. And I'm here to tell you that that discomfort is not something to run from. It's something to embrace. So if you're ready to stop playing small and start living in alignment with the person you truly meant to be, stick with me. We're about to break free from the comfort zone and dive headfirst into the magic of what happens when we push ourselves beyond our limits. When we talk about the comfort zone, what are we really referring to? It's more than just a mental state. It's a set of invisible boundaries we've drawn around ourselves, where everything feels predictable and safe. In the comfort zone, there's little risk, and because of that, there's little reward. Think about it. When was the last time you truly grew as a person by doing the same thing over and over again? The comfort zone is a place where we don't have to confront our fears or push ourselves beyond what we already know. It feels like a sanctuary. But here's the paradox. The more time we spend in the comfort zone, the smaller our world becomes. We limit our experiences, our opportunities, and ultimately our potential. Think about the last time you faced a challenge that pushed you outside of your comfort zone. Maybe it was starting a new job, moving to a new city, or even having a difficult conversation with someone you care about. It's uncomfortable, right? It's nerve-wracking. But that discomfort is the very thing that leads to growth. We evolve not in the moments when things are easy, but in the moments when we're forced to stretch ourselves, to adapt, and to confront the parts of us that need change. One of the most powerful aspects of breaking free from the comfort zone is the shift in the mindset that happens. When you start stepping into discomfort, you realize just how much you're capable of. Fear no longer has the same grip on you because you've proven to yourself that you can survive and even thrive outside of your usual boundaries. You begin to see challenges as opportunities rather than threats. That's where real transformation begins. Let's be honest. Discomfort doesn't feel good. It can trigger anxiety, doubt, and fear. But here's the thing. Discomfort is a sign that you're on the right track. If you're feeling stretched, it means you're growing. The bodybuilders in the gym know this well. Growth happens when muscles are broken down and rebuilt. The same is true with our emotional and psychological muscles. We need to break down the old ways of thinking, the limiting beliefs that keep us stuck, so that we can build something stronger. Something more aligned with the person we're becoming. So what keeps us locked in the comfort zone? For many, it's fear. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown. These fears create a false sense of security. We tell ourselves that staying where we are is better than the risk of failing or being hurt. But the reality is, staying in the comfort zone carries its own risks. The longer we stay there, the more stagnant. Our dreams begin to fade into the background, and we settle for the life that's good enough, rather than extraordinary. Now don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with comfort. We all need moments to rest, times when we have to recharge and reflect. But when the comfort becomes our default mode, we stop seeking out new experiences and challenges. That's when it becomes dangerous. The comfort zone can feel like a cozy blanket, but if we wrap ourselves in it too tightly, we start to suffocate our potential. Breaking free from the comfort zone requires intentionality. It's not about recklessly throwing yourselves into situations that overwhelm you. It's about taking small, calculated steps that gradually expand your boundaries. Each time you push a little further, you build resilience. You start to realize that discomfort is temporary, but the growth that comes from it lasts forever. Think of it like expanding a rubber band. At first, stretching it feels tight, like it might snap. But the more you stretch it, the more it loosens and expands. Your comfort zone works the same way. The more you push your boundaries, the more it grows, the more you grow with it. Eventually, the things that once seemed scary or intimidating start to feel manageable, even normal. That's the beauty of this process. What once was outside your comfort zone becomes part of your new normal. So how do we start breaking free? It begins with awareness. Take a moment to reflect on where you've been playing it safe. What areas in your life feel stagnant? Where have you been avoiding discomfort because it's easier to stay where you are? Once you identify those areas, you can start taking intentional steps to challenge yourself. It could be something small, like speaking up in the meeting or trying a new hobby. Or it could be something big, like making a career change or moving to a new city. The size of the step doesn't matter as much as the fact that you're taking one. It's also important to have a vision for what you want on the other side of your comfort zone. When you're clear on why you're pushing yourself, the discomfort becomes more bearable. You're not just stepping into the unknown for the sake of it. You're doing it because there's something greater you're working towards. Whether it's personal growth, a dream you've been chasing, or simply a deeper understanding of yourself. Having that vision can keep you motivated when the going gets tough. As we continue this episode, I want you to keep one thing in mind. The comfort zone isn't your enemy, but it's also not where you're meant to stay. Growth happens when you allow yourself to be uncomfortable, when you challenge the beliefs that have kept you small, and when you step into the vast unknown with courage and curiosity. The life you want, the person you want to become, is waiting for you outside those invisible walls. All it takes is one step, one decision to embrace the discomfort and trust that on the other side of the fear lies the freedom and fulfillment you've been searching for. When we talk about the comfort zone, it's easy to think of it as a safe space, a protective bubble that shields us from the unknown. But in reality, the comfort zone often acts like quicksand. The more time we spend in it, the more we sink into complacency, and the harder it becomes to break free. And here's the crazy part. What we perceive as security is often just an illusion. The comfort zone feels safe because we're not challenging ourselves. But is it really safe? When we don't push beyond the boundaries of what we already know, we rob ourselves of new experiences, learning, and growth. What we don't often realize is that the real risk lies in staying exactly where we are. Staying in your comfort zone is like driving with a parking brake on. Sure, technically you're moving forward, but at a much slower pace and with a lot more resistance than if you simply released the brake and allowed yourself to accelerate. In the long run, this constant resistance wears you down. You might not notice it immediately, but over time you start to feel a sense of stagnation, like you're stuck in the same place no matter how hard you try to move forward. One of the biggest dangers of staying in the comfort zone is that it limits our ability to adapt to change. Life is constantly evolving, and the world around us is in a perpetual state of flux. If we stay confined to what's familiar, we lose the ability to respond effectively when the unexpected happens. The comfort zone tricks us into thinking we're prepared because everything feels stable, but stability in life is an illusion. Change is the only constant, and those who succeed in life are the ones who learn to embrace it. Now, I'm not saying that the comfort zone is inherently bad. We all need moments of rest, periods where we recharge and reflect. But the problem arises when we let comfort become our default mode. The truth is, Growth and comfort cannot coexist. You have to choose one or the other. Let me give you an example. Think about the caterpillar and the cocoon. Inside the cocoon, the caterpillar is safe, comfortable, and protected. But in order to transform into a butterfly, it has to break free. The process of breaking out of the cocoon isn't easy. It's a struggle. But without the struggle, the butterfly would never develop the strength it needs to fly. The comfort zone is like the cocoon. It's a necessary phase in our journey, but staying there too long stunts our growth. We need to break free, face the discomfort, and allow ourselves to spread our wings. When we begin to view the comfort zone as a place of limitation rather than safety, we can start to shift our perspective on discomfort. Instead of avoiding it, we can embrace it as a signal that we're on the verge of something greater. Every time you step outside your comfort zone, you're giving yourself a chance to grow, to evolve, and to discover new strengths that you didn't even know you had. But stepping outside the comfort zone requires courage. It means facing the unknown, taking risks, and possibly failing. And that's where a lot of people get stuck. Fear of failure is one of the biggest reasons people cling to their comfort zones. We tell ourselves that as long as we stay where we are, we don't have to deal with the disappointment of falling short. But the reality is, failure is not the enemy. It's a part of the process. Think of failure as feedback. Every time you step outside your comfort zone and face a challenge, you learn something new. Even if you don't succeed right away, you're gaining valuable insights that help you grow. Failing is not a reflection of your worth. It's a stepping stone to success. The more you embrace failure as a part of your journey, the less intimidating it becomes. So how do we start breaking free from the false sense of security? It begins with small, deliberate actions. You don't have to leap out of your comfort zone all at once. Start by taking tiny steps that push your boundaries. Try something new, a new hobby, a new skill, or even a new perspective on a familiar situation. Each time you do, you'll feel a little more comfortable with discomfort, and your confidence will grow. One of the most powerful tools for expanding your comfort zone is curiosity. When you approach life with a sense of curiosity, everything becomes an opportunity to learn and grow. Instead of seeing challenges as obstacles, you start to see them as adventures, as chances to explore new parts of yourself and the world around you. Curiosity turns fear into excitement and transforms discomfort into a journey of discovery. Another way to break free is to surround yourself with people who challenge you. We often gravitate towards those who make us feel comfortable, who validate our current way of thinking. But growth happens when we're around people who inspire us to be better, who push us to question our assumptions and step outside our comfort zones. Seek out relationships that encourage you to grow, not ones that keep you in a safe little bubble. In the end, the comfort zone isn't really about comfort at all. It's about fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of failure, fear of change. But once you start stepping outside that zone, you realize that the only thing you were really afraid of was your own potential. And the moment you stop letting that fear control you, you'll begin to unlock a version of yourself you never knew existed. Let's talk about the emotional and psychological barriers that make breaking free from it so challenging. It's not just external obstacles that keep us in place. It's the internal ones, our fears, doubts, and limiting beliefs that have the strongest grip on us. At the heart of these barriers is fear. Fear of failure, fear of rejection, fear of the unknown. These are powerful emotions that often act like invisible chains, holding us back from stepping into the life we truly want to live. When you're faced with an opportunity to grow, your mind can start spinning all kinds of stories. What if I fail? What if I'm not good enough? What will people think? These stories aren't based on reality. They're rooted in fear. But here's the thing about fear. It's often exaggerated. Our minds have the tendency to blow things out of proportion, to make the unknown seem scarier than it actually is. Think about a time when you were nervous about something. Maybe it was a job interview, a first date, or giving a presentation. Leading up to the moment, the fear felt overwhelming. But once you were in it, the reality wasn't nearly as bad as your mind made it out to be, right? That's because fear thrives on anticipation, not reality. One of the biggest emotional barriers we face is fear of failure. We live in a society that often equates failure with personal inadequacy, so the idea of failing becomes terrifying. But failure is not a reflection of your worth. It's part of the process of growth. Every successful person has failed, and often multiple times. In fact, it's through failure that we learn, grow, and eventually succeed. When we shift our perspective on failure from something to be avoided at all costs to something that's necessary for growth, it becomes much easier to take risks and step outside the comfort zone. Another psychological barrier is perfectionism. Perfectionism tells us that we can't step out of the comfort zone until we're absolutely certain we'll succeed, until everything is perfectly in place. But perfection is an illusion. Waiting for the perfect moment or waiting for everything to be just right is a recipe for staying stuck. There will never be a perfect moment. Life is messy, unpredictable, and full of uncertainty. The people who make progress are the ones who take action despite the uncertainty, who are willing to try even when they don't have all the answers. Imposter syndrome is another huge barrier. You've probably experienced this at some point in your life, feeling like you're not qualified, that you don't deserve the success you're aiming for, or that you're going to be found out as a fraud. Imposter syndrome can be crippling, making you question your abilities and second-guess every step you take. But here's the secret. Almost everyone, even the most successful people, feel this way at some point. It's a normal part of stepping outside your comfort zone. The key is not to let those feelings stop you. Recognize them for what they are. Just feelings, not facts. And move forward anyway. Another barrier that holds us back is our attachment to our current identity. Over time, we get used to seeing ourselves in a certain way. We develop a narrative about who we are, what we're capable of, and where we belong. This narrative becomes comfortable. Even if it's limiting, when we start to challenge that identity, when we start aiming for bigger things, it can feel like we're losing a part of ourselves. But growth often requires us to shed old versions of ourselves in order to step into something new. This can be uncomfortable, even painful, but it's a necessary part of the process. Comfort zones are also tied to our desire for control. Inside the comfort zone, everything feels predictable, and we feel in control. But growth requires us to relinquish some of that control and embrace uncertainty. This is scary because it means trusting in the process, even when we don't know how things will turn out. But here's the paradox. The more we try to control everything, the more limited we become. True freedom comes from letting go of the need to control every outcome and trusting that no matter what happens, we'll be able to handle it. We also have to consider our past experiences shape our current limitations. If you've been through a traumatic or painful experience, your mind might be wired to avoid anything that resembles that pain. This is a survival mechanism. Your brain is trying to protect you, but sometimes this protective mechanism can become overly cautious, keeping you from taking risks that lead to growth. It's important to acknowledge and work through these past experiences to understand how they might be influencing your current behavior. Healing these emotional wounds is a crucial step in breaking free from your comfort zone. Another powerful barrier is fear of judgment. We worry what others will think if we step out of line, if we take a risk and fail, or if we go after something unconventional. This fear of judgment can be paralyzing, keeping us stuck in patterns of behavior that are more about pleasing others than about pursuing what we truly want. But the truth is, most people are far too focused on their own lives to be constantly judging yours. And even if they are, their opinions don't define your worth. You are the only one who can define what success and happiness looks like for you. The final barrier I want to touch on is self-doubt. Self-doubt is the little voice inside your head that tells you that you're not good enough, that you don't have what it takes, or that you're going to fail. It's one of the most persistent and insidious barriers because it's often so deeply ingrained, but self-doubt is just a belief. It's not the truth. And like all beliefs, it can be changed. The more you step outside your comfort zone and prove to yourself that you can handle challenges, the quieter the voice of self-doubt becomes. So now that we've unpacked emotional and psychological barriers that keep us stuck in our comfort zone, it's time to explore practical strategies for breaking free. It's not enough to understand what's holding us back. We need a roadmap for moving forward. The truth is, stepping out of your comfort zone doesn't require a massive overhaul of your life. It starts with small, intentional actions that build momentum over time. The first strategy is with micro challenges. Often we think that to make significant progress, we need to take a massive leap. While big moves are sometimes necessary, they're not sustainable if we haven't built the resilience and confidence to support them. Micro challenges are small, manageable actions that push you just slightly outside your comfort zone. For example, if public speaking terrifies you, a micro challenge might be starting by sharing an idea in a small meeting at work. These small steps help you build confidence gradually, making the bigger steps less daunting over time. The second strategy is to embrace discomfort as a part of the process. If we expect growth to be comfortable, We're setting ourselves up for disappointment. Discomfort is a sign that you're stretching yourself, that you're growing. Instead of avoiding discomfort, learn to lean into it. When you feel that familiar sense of unease, remind yourself that this is a natural part of breaking free from old patterns. It's not a signal to stop. It's a signal that you're on the right track. One of the most effective ways to navigate discomfort is through visualization. Before you take on a challenge, spend some time visualizing yourself succeeding. Imagine how it will feel when you've pushed through the fear and discomfort and come out on the other side. Visualization primes your mind for success and reduces the anxiety around taking action. Athletes use this technique all the time. They visualize themselves winning the race or making the perfect shot. You can apply the same strategy to whatever challenge you're facing. Another practical strategy is to create an accountability system. Going it alone can be tough, especially when fear and doubt creep in. But when you have someone holding you accountable, whether it's a friend, mentor, or a coach, you're more likely to follow through on your commitments. Share your goals with someone who can check in with you regularly. Someone who will encourage you when you're struggling and celebrate with you when you succeed. Accountability creates a sense of shared responsibility, which can be incredibly motivating. Next, let's talk about reframing failure. One of the biggest reasons people stay in their comfort zones is the fear of failure. But what if failure wasn't something to be feared? What if it was simply feedback, a necessary part of learning the process? When you reframe failure in this way, it loses its power over you. Instead of thinking, what if I fail? Ask yourself, what can I learn if I fail? Every time you fail, you gain valuable insights that bring you closer to success. The most successful people in the field have failed more times than they can count. But they didn't let failure define them. They used it as a stepping stone to greater achievements. You know, they say that it took 1,000 failures in order to make the light bulb. But you never hear about the 1,000 failures because on the 1,001st failure was the one that made the light bulb. And that's all we talk about now. Never the failures. A great tool to help you overcome fear of failure is the worst case scenario exercise. When you're paralyzed by fear, sit down and write out the worst possible outcome of taking the risk you're considering. Often, when we see the worst case scenario written down, we realize it's not nearly as catastrophic as our minds made it out to be. Then ask yourself, could I handle that? In most cases, the answer is yes. This exercise helps you face your fears head on, deflating their power and giving you the courage to act. Another crucial strategy is to celebrate progress. No matter how small, when you're working towards stepping out of your comfort zone, it's easy to get discouraged if you don't see immediate results. But growth is a slow, steady process. It's important to celebrate every small win along the way. Did you speak up in that meeting when you would have stayed silent before? That's progress. Did you reach out to someone for help, even though it made you uncomfortable? That's growth. By recognizing and celebrating these small steps, you keep yourself motivated and build the confidence to keep going. Creating a structured routine that supports your growth is another practical step you can take. Your habits shape your reality. So if you want to break free from your comfort zone, you need to build habits that align with that goal. Start by identifying one habit that's keeping you stuck. Maybe it's scrolling through social media when you should be working on your passion project. Then replace that habit with one that supports your growth, like spending 30 minutes each day on a skill that you want to develop. Over time, these small habit shifts lead to significant changes in your life. Let's not forget the power of mindfulness in the process. Mindfulness helps you stay present with your emotions, especially when you're stepping into unfamiliar territory. When you practice mindfulness, you become more aware of your thoughts and feelings without being controlled by them. Instead of reacting impulsively to fear or discomfort, you can observe these emotions, acknowledge them, and choose a more empowered response. Mindfulness creates the space for you to respond thoughtfully rather than being driven by fear. Lastly, it's important to cultivate self-compassion. Breaking free from your comfort zone is not easy, and there will be times when you stumble. In these moments, it's critical to be kind to yourself. Self-compassion allows you to view your mistakes and setbacks with understanding rather than judgment. Instead of beating yourself up for not being perfect, remind yourself that you're human and that growth is a messy, imperfect process. Treat yourself with the same kindness and encouragement that you would offer a friend. By integrating these practical strategies into your life, you'll find that breaking free from your comfort zone becomes less about taking a giant leap and more about making consistent, intentional choices every day. It's about shifting your mindset, building supportive habits, and embracing the discomfort that comes with growth. Over time, these small actions compound, And before you know it, you'll have stepped into a version of yourself that once felt out of reach. As we wrap up today's episode of Metanoia Madness, I want to leave you with one final thought. Breaking free from your comfort zone is not a one-time event, but a continuous journey. Every step outside the familiar brings new challenges, but also new possibilities. It's in these moments when you're walking through discomfort that you'll discover just how resilient, capable, and powerful you really are. Growth happens on the edge of discomfort. It's not about taking giant leaps every single day, but about making small, intentional decisions that push you a little further. Over time, those small steps will add up, and you'll find yourself standing in a place you once thought was out of reach. So whether you're facing fear, navigating uncertainty, or simply working to build a new habit, trust that the journey is worth it. Take the strategies we talked about today, embracing micro-challenges, visualizing success, creating accountability, reframing failure, and cultivating mindfulness, and start integrating them into your life. You don't have to change everything all at once, but start with something small. You'll be amazed at how those small changes snowball into something bigger than you ever imagined. And most importantly, be kind to yourself along the way. Growth is messy. It's full of ups and downs, moments of doubt, and breakthroughs of clarity. But with each step, you're becoming the person you were always meant to be. Thank you for joining me on this transformative journey. If you found value in today's episode, please share it with someone who might need a little extra push to step outside their comfort zone. Don't forget to subscribe to Metanoia Madness YouTube and visit our website for more content, insights, and resources to support your journey of growth and self-discovery. Keep pushing your limits, keep embracing the unknown, and most importantly, keep moving forward. Until next week, I'm Nicholas, signing off.